Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. I'm about to look at the second, third, and fourth Mishnayot of the ninth Perek. And they are going to delineate which Korbanot are an exception to the rule of Yimalah Lo Yered. In other words, even if put up inadvertently, they're still taken down, etc. Elo Yimalu Lo Yardu. So the first thing is, there are five that everyone agrees on. Halan, which means a korban that was left overnight. Hayotze, one that that was taken out of the azara, the meat. Vahatamei, v'shinishchadchuz manochutz l'mikomo, slaughtered with the improper machshava, pigul or posol, chutz l'mikomo. Shklu psulin zaku etamo, or that list of psulin we had at the beginning of the second parak, either did kabbalat or zvikat adam, or both. Those five were agreed upon. Now, Rabbi Huda Omer, we've already seen this discussion, analyzed in the Gemara earlier. Habira says these three cases are exceptions to the rule, and even though their invalidity was created as part of the avodah, they're still taken down. That is, if the shechita is done at night, if the blood is spilled out, or if the dam went out of the azara, which means that yotzei earlier is the basar. If these go up, they are taken down. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, says, lo tered. Why? Rabbi Shimon Omer. Here's the rule. Kol shepsulo b'kodesh, ha-kodesh mekablo. If the invalidity happened in the kodesh, or as part of the process, then it is accepted by the kodesh nonetheless. Lo haya psulo b'kodesh, and ha-kodesh mekablo. So now, in the next Mishnah, let's see the list of those that are not psulo b'kodesh. Ve'lo shalei psulo b'kodesh, and the famous list of nine, ha-roveh, ha-nirba, muksa, ha-nevad, ha-nan, machir. Hakilama Trefa Vyotse Dofen, those famous nine that we've already dealt with, and Roveh Venirba, animals involved in bestiality, Muksav and Evad, animals involved in Avodah Zarah, Nanu Mechir, the two that are explicitly prohibited by the Torah, because they are exchanged for things that are degrading, and Kilaim is how the animal was born, as a hybrid Trefa, we know what that is, and a Yotse Dofen, one that is not born through the birth canal. Ubaale Mumin. Now this is number 10, which is really subject to dispute. Rabbi Kiva Machshir Ubaale Mumin. Now Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer Docheh Haya Abba, meaning my father, who was one of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash, he himself would push away at Baale Mumin Mi'al Gabei HaMizbeach, rejecting here Rabbi Kiva's opinion, and if a Baal Mum, an animal that was blemished, was put on the Mizbeach, it would be taken down. Last of these three Mishnayot, Keshem She'imalu Lo Yerdu, just like if they go up, they don't come down. They're not brought down. That's the list of the five that we all agree upon, plus the three that Rabbi Shimon holds, plus Rabbi Kiva's Balimum. Kach im yardu lo yalu. But everyone agrees that if they fall off the Mizbeach, they're not put back. It's not like they belong to the Mizbeach. We'll see a caveat on that. V'kulan shalu chayim l'rosh Mizbeach, if they're put up there alive, yardu, they're all taken down. But there's one kind of exception. Ola shal ta chayal l'rosh Mizbeach, if an ola is put up there alive, tered. But shchata b'rosh ha-mizbeach, if the kohen, it has to be a kohen, went ahead and did shchita on top of the mizbeach, yafshit v'inatcha b'mkoma, do the flaying and cutting into pieces right up there, and proceed along those lines. Now, the Braita here brings us some explication on the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zot hi ha'ola. Those three words that I bolded on the pasuk, which is the critical pasuk, as we saw in the previous podcast, that tells us about this rule of im ala lo tered, zot, and he and ha'olah hara elu gim miyutin, which pratlin shchata balayim, shchata ma, shchata ma, chutz the claim. Those three are accepted as a result of these three exclusionary words. Shmalta tered, Shimon disagrees, says, ola, ain li ala ola kshera, the Torah says, an ola goes up, I only know that a proper ola. Which is the three that disagree about. Which is the five we all agree upon. Plus, if the blood was put up instead of down, down instead of up. Or inside instead of out, or outside instead of in. And Pesach Chatat Shechatan Shelo Lishmo, the two korbanot that we all agree upon, if offered Shelo Lishmo, are pasul. How do I know that they stay up? Torah ta'ola. Meaning, riba torah achat l'chol ha'olin. Anything that goes up in the Mizbeach has one rule, and that is, she'im alu lo yerdu. It doesn't come down. Yachol shani mirabeh haroveh v'nirba muktzeva nevad v'nan mechir mechilam treif av yotzei dofen. I might think to include even the famous nine psule Mizbeach. Talmud Lomar Zot. Therefore, it says Zot Torah Ta'ola. Zot is an exclusionary word. So once you have an exclusionary word and an inclusive word, Torah Ta'ola, why did you include those and exclude those? Achar Shiribaha Katuv Umi 8. Once we have an inclusion, an expansive word and an exclusionary word, the reasonable direction to take is, since the list of those that were valid when they came in and only as part of the procedure they became pasul must be the ones included, the ones that never should have been brought in at all, like a Rovi Avanirba, are excluded. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Maiti Lamihacha. We think that Rabbi Yehuda's source is this. We'll see it doesn't exactly work, but we think that Rabbi Yehuda's source, which leads him then to exclude the three, is from here. Mimnei Ma'amrulan B'dam Kasher. Why do we say that if the dam lapses, we still put the, if the korban's put up, we leave it there? Sherelan kasher be'emurin, because emurin, if they're left over, are kasher. Why is emurin kasher? Lan be'emurin kasher. Shalan kasher basar, because basar can be left over. After all, shlamim are eaten the next day. So therefore, since part of this korban has a place in the next day, therefore the emurim also, and since the emurim also, therefore the dam. All right, so therefore, the reasoning here is not based on a pasuk, it's based on if this component has any proper place within the world of kodshim, then it can be acceptable here as well. Why would a yotze be valid and not be put down? Shay yotze kasher b'bama. This we've seen many times. Tamei hoyav utal. Well, that's tzibur. Again, if the tzibur is tamei, then the tamei person, tamei kohen, can do avodah. Chutz tizmano hoyav v'ratzel figulo. After all, it is accepted as a pigul if everything else is done right. Im kareva matir kemitzvato. And chutzim komoh will vidkash chutzim mano, because chutzim mano and chutzim komoh are compared, are constantly brought together. Shikivlu psulim zakuatamo. What's that? Bahanach psuli dechazor v'atzibur. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, according to this report, will limit the inclusion of those things that were the psulim accepted or did zrikat adam, only those psulim that could do avodat zibur, which means tmeim. The question is on Rabbi Yehuda. V'chid danin davar shel abashrov and davar shel abashro. All those lists are of things which are done properly. Basar shlamim is eaten the next day. There's no yotze for a bama. Tameh is supposed to do the avodah when that's the situation. How can you apply that to a situation where it was done incorrectly? The answer is Tana zotorat haolavi basamichle. Really, the Tana is relying on zotorat haolavi, like Rabbi Shimon said, but then he's using this reasoning to explain where the contours are. And why, indeed, he excludes Laila and Nishpach Dama and Yetzad Dama Chutz Leklayim, because those are things which really never have a place anywhere in acceptable Avodah. Okay, we're going to see several spin-offs now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, HaShochet Behemam Balaila Bifnim, V'He'alam Bachutz Chayav. We're now entering into the world of Shchutei Chutz, and Rabbi Yochanan's halacha works as follows. If you did Shchita inside, but at night, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, if Imala Tered, but then you offer that same korban outside, you'd be chayiv for ma'ala b'chutz, even though the shechita was wrong. Why? Because lo tei p'chuta m'shochet b'chutz ma'ala b'chutz. Think of this. If you did the shechita outside and then offered it, you'd be chayav. So certainly doing the shechita inside b'layla can't be worse than that. Meitiv Rav Chiya Bar Avin, here's his challenge. Ha'shochet of b'fim ma'ala b'chutz patur. If you shech, not do malika, but do slaughtering of a bird inside, of hektish, and offer it outside, you're patur. Shachat b'chutz u'mala b'chutz chayav. But if you do shechita outside on the bird, you're chayav. Which proves to you that sometimes the act inside will be less significant than the one outside. Ah, ne'malote p'chuta m'shochet u'mala b'chutz. Why don't you use the same argument? Tiyufta. So Rabbi Yochanan seems to be disproved. Possibly not. Ibaitema. Shchitata of bifnim mikdal katle. Doing shchita on an oaf inside is just killing it. It's not any proper sort of slaughter. Shchitata of bachutz is a proper slaughter, and that's, of course, why, as we saw earlier, it is not metame as in a veilah. Now, Amar Ula, second spinoff, and this is something we saw referred to in the previous podcast, and I mentioned it then. Emurei kochim kalim, let's say shlamim, you brought shlamim, and the emurim, Shalom lifnei zrikat daman, and before zrikat adam, somehow Cohen put one of the legs or something up on the mizbeach. Lo yerdu, you don't take them down. Why? Nasu lachmosho mizbeach. They become the food of the mizbeach. Let me tell you, said I could prove it to you. Because we saw that that's an area of dispute, but Rabbi Shimon says it's acceptable. In those two cases, you can't do zrikat adam. The dam's gone. It was taken outside. It was spilled. But amarti malu lo yerdu. In that case, we say you don't take them down. Hachadim bali zorok zorek lo kol shekein. Here, you could still do zrikat adam. You just didn't do it yet. So certainly the amurim should stay up. So the answer is tirgama, a way of defending the position that perhaps that's not a proof for ula, is akoche kochim. Perhaps the line in the Mishnah that says shnishpach dama is talking about koche kochim, because koche kochim, as soon as they're slaughtered, they're already meila already applies, as opposed to kochim kalim, that meila only applies once zrikat adam happens, and you could say that only at that point imalu lo yerdu. But hare pesach to kochim kalim, who in our Mishnah pesach is listed, and it's kochim kalim tirgamar v'shalol lishman. Pesach was only mentioned because of the issue of shalol lishman, not because of the issue of nishpach damo, etc. Now, Tanan, let's test this. V'chulan shalu chayin l'gabei mizbeach yerdu. The end of the last Mishnah of Dalet said that if you put any of these korbanot up alive, they have to come down in any case. So hashchutin lo yerdu, sounding like and seem implying that any of them that are brought up shchutin do stay up. Sounds like support for ula. My love, loshtay kochim kochim, loshtay kochim kalim. Doesn't that mean that we don't distinguish and all korbanot have the same rule? If they're shchutin and put up, you leave them there. Lo hashchutin mehen yadu mehen lo yadu. No, it just means that some do, some don't. You can't say that they all do because we have a list of things that come down. It just means that all of them that are put up there, any of them put up there alive, comes down. V'ha kulan k'tani. The answer is kulam achayin. Kulam is saying all living ones come down, not that all shchutin stay up. Sepshita. So the answer is li'olam achayin. We're talking about the ones that are alive, but it's not so obvious. Why? V'dukin shabayin v'libid Rabbi Akiva. We're talking about a bal mum that was put up alive with that mum of v'dukin shabayin. T'mayim alu lo yerdu. Because we would have thought that Rabbi Akiva would say, in such a case, since it was pasul already while alive, since it had that light mum, and therefore, being alive, being dead, is no difference. Once it put up, leave it up there. Therefore, we say, even according to Rabbi Akiva, you got to take it down. Now, b'mayu came to Absulin, so you're saying that line, kulan shalu l'rosh ha-mizbeach chayin, is talking about psulin. So, ima seifa v'chein ola shalta chaya l'rosh ha-mizbeach tereid shechatab rosh ha-mizbeach evshib n'teach bim koma. The end of the Mishnah says, but in that case, if it's an ola, finish the process up above if you did shechita there. Hipsula bat hefshev n'tuachi? How could you possibly do hefshev n'tuach on a korban pasul? V'nitach ota amarachmana. The Torah says, separate the parts of the ola, otak sheirav lo psula, only a proper ola. An ola psula doesn't have any tuach. So the answer is seifa ata anlik shera. So that line is really talking about a kshera, but the earlier part about putting it up chayin is really talking about psulin. So my kamashvan, so what's it teaching us? Dieshev shet v'netuach b'rosh ha-mizbeach. It's teaching us that you could do flaying and cutting the animal up on top of the mizbeach. Well, the manda, my name v'netuach b'rosh ha-mizbeach, but there's a disagreement. There are those who say that you can't do that. Michael, remember, how will they explain this? I'm asking, and gon chaitala shatakosher nifsala. The animal was brought up there, and it had a moment after zrikat adam when it was kasher, and then something possible that some yotze or some other tumtuma. Well, as Rabbi Shimon, he, why, damar, kevanjin, zrikat adam, rutsa basar shachat, once there's zrikat adam, and it was accepted for even 1 second, yafshiten avi orala kohanim, then you flay it, and then you give the pelt to the kohanim. And that's, so perhaps, the end of our Mishnah is really talking about an olah psula. We have a tosefta that accompanies our Mishnah, which says, Kitzar Osa, what do you do in such a case? Morita takirbaim lamato b'dicha, and you take the innards out, down, and wash them. Lamali, what's the point of that? Hechi navid. Well, how should we do it? Nikavino pfartayu, should we bring them up with all their dung inside? Famous pasuk malachi, you can't bring such a thing to your governor. How could you bring such a thing to Hashem? So, Anon Hachi Kamrinan, this is our question. Medichan Lamali, what's the point of washing them? Because after all, you're not going to put it on his back. And it's a bigger problem, Dimitrami Koin Achrina Voloyada. Let's say another coin comes up and sees these washed pieces and doesn't know about it, and Askinu, he's going to bring put them on the Mizbeach improperly. Are we going to set something up that's going to make the Kohanim make such an error? The answer is afilu hachi adifa, why shilo yuhu koche shamayim mutalim kinevela. We don't want koche shamayim to be lying around dirty and disgusting. So you do wash them. Rechia bar Abba, boy Rabbi Yochanan. We have two versions of this. According to the first version, Rabbi Yochanan asked, basically, Ula's point, Rabbi Yochanan was asking whether it's true. Amar Rabbi Ami, so Rabbi Ami said, why don't you ask if Mi'ila applies? I don't have a question about Mi'ila. The Zerika who decover Luhul be Mi'ila, but the Kochim Kalim, it's only at Zerika Tadam that the animal, the piece of the animal, becomes subject to Mi'ila. No Zerika Tadam, no Mi'ila yet. My question was, do you take it down? Upashit lo yerdu, and his answer was, you don't take it down. Ve'en ben Mi'ila, nonetheless, there's no Mi'ila at this point. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Matnihachi had a different version of this. Rav Chiya Bar Abba by Rabbi Yochanan, and it's both versions have Rav Chiya Bar Abba reporting it. Rabbi Yochanan asked, his question was about Mi'ila. So according to this version, Rabbi Yami asked him what in the first version Rabbi Yochanan asked about. Why didn't you ask about taking it down? I'm not asking about that. They become the property, the food of the Mizbeach. There's no way you take them down. I'm asking about Mi'ila. And his answer was the same, either way. Okay, now, Rabbi Akiva, if you recall, said that Bali Mumin are left up. So, this we've seen already, pun unintended. Rabbi Akiva said Bali Mumin stay up. He only meant those light Mumin, the very fine, like phlegm in the eye or whatever it may be, because these are Mumin that at least with an oaf are acceptable. And an oaf only has a damaged or destroyed limb or missing limb, not something that's fine. But that's only if, the second caveat, it was made sanctified, and only afterwards it became a balmum. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva agrees that if you take a nekeva, a female animal, and make it an ola, which it can't be, that comes down, because the mum of being a nekeva came before the hektish. Abai Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. Yesh nirbaba ofot o nirbaba ofot. Let's say that a bird was used for bestiality. I'm not sure how that would happen, but let's just say it would happen. Is the bird now rejected from the Mizbeach? Mi amar min habehema, the famous drasha at the beginning of Torah Kohanim, which is min habehema lehotziat haroveh vanirba. What does it exclude? An animal used for active bestiality or passive bestiality? Means kol hecha de ita rovea ita nirba, meaning only those animals that could be rovea could also their type be called nirba. Kol hecha leitib rovea leitib nirba, but if not, and a bird certainly can be used as a rovea. Odilma harein avdam boavera. On the other hand, it was used for something illicit and disgusting, and therefore it can't go on the mizbech. Amaraba toshmas. Rabba proved it from this. Rabba kiva machshav bali mumin. And how did we contour that? That it only applies to those mumin that are kosher beofot. According to that, Rabbi Akiva should also say a nirba is okay. At least it stays on the Mizbeach. Who have a kasher b'ofot. So shma mina that it's not. Shma mina that nirba does count for ofot and it is invalid. Rachamim Yitzchak Avan and Amtanina, I could prove it to you from the following. That whole long list, which means that you could have a bird, because Tumat Begadim Betablia is only about birds. A bird classified as a nirba. And notice, it doesn't say roveh, it just says nirba. So you see that it does apply. Shema mina. Kohanim, at the end of that Mishnah said, right, that father used to reject the Bali Mum off the Mizbeach. My Kamashmalan, what's he teaching? What's he adding? He could be teaching the story. Maybe pushing off the Mizbeach meant discreetly. And so it was kind of less of an in-your-face. Somebody brought it up, so they'd quietly take it down. The end of the Mishnah says, "Kshem she'imala." If it goes up, then we said, if it goes up, those ones that don't come down, but if they do fall down, you don't put them up. Amar ula lo sharu elo shalom mashlab anaur. That's only if they didn't get into the fire yet. Mashlab anaur, if the fire already took them and then they fell off, ya'alu, you put them back up. They belong to the Mizbeach. And this is ula earlier used the phrase, lach moshe Mizbeach. Amari matni aresha. He learned this as a comment about our Mishnah. He learned it as a comment on the next Mishnah, which we'll discuss in the next podcast. All of these appendages of the animal, the bones and the sinews, not appendages really, but things that are not b'nei haktara. Bizman shemuchabuarin ya'alu. Parshu lo ya'alu. If they're connected to the meat, you put them up. If not, then you don't put them up. Amar ula lo shanu ella shalom ashlabahen ha'ur. That's only if they didn't get the fire yet. Ya'alu, then you put them up. Now mind the matnia seifa. So Rav Chanina Misura, who learned that as a comment about the seifa, Kol Shekhen HaReisha will certainly say that Ulu would say that about the Reisha, where these are things that are supposed to be burnt. But the Rav Mari, who learned this as a comment on the Reisha, would say that that doesn't apply to the Seifa, because bones and sinews are just not things that belong in the Mizbeach at all. We'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with Mishnah Hey. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.